JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On our program today, we focus on UTEC's Teach the Youth Summer Camp, and also our child health and safety tip and OTPEM's drought alert tip. Welcome and thanks for joining us. Over 600 young people are benefiting from the University of Technology, UTEC Students Union Council's annual summer outreach project, Teach the Youth, under the theme Unleash Your Potential, Empowered for Greatness. The project, which operates summer classes at select locations in the communities of Augustown, Kintar, Tavern, Highlight View, and Sandy Park, got underway on July 13 and will wrap up on July 31. The 17-year-old Community Service Initiative targets students between 4 and 20 years of age and is managed by volunteers from UTEC, Jamaica Values and Attitudes Project, JAMVAT, and the National Youth Service. Vice President of Community Service and Development at UTEC, Professor Rosalie Hamilton, has commended the students for having made the decision to join the program, noting that it is a rich tradition that she hopes the students of UTEC will continue.
You're demonstrating and illustrating to all of Jamaica that you know what it is and what it means to take responsibility for each other. You're taking responsibility for the youngsters in the communities and ensuring that they have a chance to get out of the difficulties they're in. So you're doing the right thing.
The summer camp includes lessons in core disciplines including English, mathematics, and information technology. The program also involves motivational sessions and personal development tutorials in areas such as entrepreneurship, leadership, and career development. Among the immediate goals of the program is basic literacy for the younger enrollees, while the older participants are expected to be able to fill out forms and write job applications at the end of the period. The sponsors include LASCO, Reggae Jammin', Jamaica Information Service, Island Road Trio, Uncommon Arts, JAMVAT, Fame FM, iWatch Campus, IGL, COK Sodality Credit Union, Appliance Traders, and Jamaica Producers. This year's program also saw a $200,000 donation from sponsor Jamaica National Building Society, while Digicel Jamaica contributed $350,000.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
While the public sector assumes the greater role in the delivery of education and training, the private sector has also been playing an important role. The Vision 2030 plan seeks to create a greater partnership between the private and public sectors, as well as civil society in the delivery and financing of education. Here is a drought alert tip from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
Brush your teeth before shaving in the morning so the cold water in the supply line is used instead of running to waste while you wait for hot water with which to shave.
And for today's child safety tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Carefully educate your older children about the right values and attitudes towards sex. If you don't, the society will teach them the wrong values. It is always advisable that you first go through any new educational or entertainment material, such as books or cartoons, you have purchased for your children before allowing them to read or view these. And ensure you activate parental controls on your cable network. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. With Student Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.